Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth, a great nation where the fight, if it's going to be a fight, is underway. There already are people who are taking up sides on both sides of the nomination of a new justice for the Supreme Court. It's one of those things that didn't used to be this way. And doesn't have to be this way, it seems to me, but it's up to both sides to make it better. When Justice Breyer was confirmed way back 27 years ago for his long and distinguished service on the court, there were only 9 Republicans who voted against his confirmation. The vote was 90-9, which is kind of overwhelming. That was the last confirmation where the opposition votes were less than 10. And the idea that we are so caught up with the politics of all this that we can't see beyond it has to do also with the desire on the part of the left to use racially coded language constantly, and to suggest that anyone who opposes their particular brand of jurisprudence or of politics is somebody who is racially suspect. For instance, on The View, the panel went after Justice Clarence Thomas, who is now the senior member of the court. They went after Justice Thomas as a race traitor. Listen, this is clip one.
You know, you indicate that somebody like Amy Coney Barrett was put in there because she's a white woman,
yeah,
who they say, well, she'll go against abortion rights, and she's a woman. So that was deliberate, I think. Clarence Thomas, a black guy, a black man, a justice, okay, I'll give it to him, he's a smart guy, but he is to the right of Attila the Hun, this guy, and they put him in there thinking, oh, a black man will go against voting rights, which is what he does.
And it was a terrible...
And it's a very tricky business they're pulling over there when you think about it, not to mention the fact that Mitch McConnell has no concept of the law when it comes to the Supreme Court.
They know the law. They're not following it. Well, they don't want to follow it.
No, and he's allowed to not follow it.
It's terribly disrespectful to appoint someone like Clarence Thomas with his philosophies to the seat of Thurgood Marshall, a civil rights.
I know.
Yes.
Okay, what's so hypocritical about this and so sickening, frankly, is at least they had, I think that was Sonny Hostin on The View, who came up with the fact that, yes, the first black justice appointed to the Supreme Court was the very distinguished civil rights attorney. He's one of the people who ended segregation in the United States with his legal leadership, Thurgood Marshall. And, yes, he was a legendary member of the court and an American hero. And here's the question, is that if President Bush, and it was President George Herbert Walker Bush, had looked at the death of Thurgood Marshall and said, no, I'm going to go for a white conservative, can you imagine the outcry? Now, he repeatedly said that race had nothing to do with his selection of Clarence Thomas, but I think that's false. The recognition that it was important to have a black voice on the court, I think, was widespread back in 1992 when Justice Thomas was appointed and confirmed. And confirmed, of course, after a very bitter fight that accused him, I think, falsely, and I think history will show falsely, of unacceptable behavior. And even today, with all of the hashtag fascination that we have, what Justice Thomas was even accused of was so mild. It involved nothing physical, nothing in the way of physical contact, and had to do with what were claimed to have been some uncomfortable conversations. And people know what those uncomfortable conversations were supposed to be about. It was nothing graphic or direct. And this has become now a burden for Justice Thomas to bear. And the fact that he came from a destitute background, a desperate background, and through the influence of the nuns who helped him in Catholic school, and his grandfather, and through the grace of God, he made it through various academic achievements, including graduating from Yale Law School, and made it to the Supreme Court of the United States. But that doesn't stop, as Sarah Haynes has noted, there have only been two black men in the history of the court. And listen to the way that Sonny Hostin then responds. This is clip two.
Considering the uneven kind of court we have right now, it's so important that this is happening in a time where we can get another liberal. And, of course, the representation, more than anything, you pointed out, first black woman, there's only been two black men, and those numbers are a little shocking.
And one doesn't really represent the black community.
No.
Okay. This is a court. You're not supposed to represent a community. You're not supposed to represent a party. You're supposed to represent justice. Justice. And, again, the politicization of the entire process doesn't work for the Supreme Court. It doesn't improve the collegiality, the ability to work together, and the ability to find middle ground, which is what failed with Roe v. Wade, and why, by the way, that is very likely to be adjusted. And will the appointment of the new justice have an impact on that? No, because that case, the most relevant case about the Mississippi abortion law, will be decided beforehand. In terms of the selection that Joe Biden is going to make, there was this interchange between Anderson Cooper and James Clyburn, one of the ranking Democrats in the House, representative of South Carolina, who actually helped to make Joe Biden president by helping him win the South Carolina primary. Listen on clip five.
Do Republicans have an obligation, in your mind, to endorse a history-making choice and not let it be only Democrats who vote yes for such a nomination?
Well, I wouldn't say they have an obligation. They have to do that. I think it would be well for that to happen.
Okay. Again, first of all, Anderson Cooper asking Democrat and very partisan Democrat James Clyburn about the Republican obligation to endorse a history-making choice. They have an obligation to endorse a choice that demonstrates integrity and ability and an understanding of the true role of the court. It's interesting that Clyburn is already coming out, has his own candidate, a Judge Lee, Michelle Lee, that he wants to see nominated. She is, of course, a black woman, but she is the only one of the black women under consideration who isn't a graduate of Yale or Harvard law schools. Those two law schools dominate the court. In fact, Amy Coney Barrett, who went to Notre Dame, which is a fine law school, she is the only member of the current court who is not a product of an Ivy League law school. Is that terrible? No, it's an indication. And the fact that all of these other candidates, many candidates who are black women, have graduated with those credentials from Yale or Harvard Law School is an indication of, isn't that the kind of progress you want? Where you can actually compete on an equal basis? We will be right back with a dramatic expansion of the use of plants to save the world. How? Coming up.
Introducing the all-new My Slippers from MyPillow. 2 years in development. Designed to wear indoor, outdoor, all day long. Made with MyPillow foam and impact gel to help prevent fatigue. And made with quality leather suede. For a limited time, you can get 50% off the new My Slippers. They're super comfortable, and you'll like them so much you'll want to get pairs of them for the entire family. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener's square and use promo code MEDVED. That's promo code MEDVED, M-E-D-V-E-D. You'll also get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, like the Giza Dream bed sheets, the mattress topper, and towel sets. Call right now 1-800-320-6280. That's 1-800-320-6280 and use promo code MEDVED. Or go to the web at MyPillow.com. The all-new My Slippers from MyPillow.
Small investors shamed Wall Street by running the price of certain stocks way up to the detriment of big hedge funds, social media, and trading platforms, then kept investors from buying stock. A financial war is being waged in America. With all this volatility, now's an even better time to protect your net worth and own precious metals as part of your portfolio. Nick Rovich, who's the owner of Amfed Coin and Bullion, has always been fair and honest with my precious metals holdings, and now, more than ever, it's a good time to own tangible assets like gold, silver, and platinum. Amfed can show you smart choices, which have been proven winners time and time again. Call Nick and his team at Amfed today, 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694, or visit AmericanFederal.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, the markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Abaroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
Michael Medved Show, when you talk about the most cutting-edge, modern, revolutionary technology, sometimes you can go back to the background, connecting with some of the earliest technological moves forward in human history. Civilizations in the past relied on plants. Well, plants and animals. But right now, there's all kinds of revolutionary goings on using plants and developing plants as a source of usable compounds. And one endeavor that is very much like that is a company called Calyx. And to talk about revolutionizing the world using plant technology, let me welcome Michael Carr, who is the President and Chief Executive Officer of Calyx, and Travis Fry, Dr. Travis Fry, who is the Chief Technology Officer of Calyx. How does this new initiative involving plants help the cause of sustainability and even dealing with things like climate change?
Michael, thanks for having us here today. And Calyx is a unique position, a unique company, in that we're a plant-based synthetic biology company. And so what that speaks to is really the field of science that involves the programming of biological systems to produce sustainable molecules and compounds. And so we know today that the global economy is not sustainable. We have companies around the world now committing to being carbon neutral by 2030. In order to do that, they're going to have to move to nature-derived products or plant-based molecules and chemistries. In fact, there's a recent Boston Consulting study that estimates that in order to make that transition to sustainability, it's going to affect about $30 trillion, that's with a T, $30 trillion of the global economy over the next 30 years. And so what we've done with our technology is create a development system as well as a production system to produce those plant-based chemistries to address that sustainability need that the industries and the global economy really need.
Okay, what's an example of the kind of product that could benefit from some of this technology, and how are you planning to use artificial intelligence in behalf of this process?
Well, we think that there's a lot of applications where plants can really provide solutions. And you brought it up at the very beginning. Plants have evolved really since the beginning of time with humans. And the value of that means that we, because we've eaten those plants, that they work really well with our system. So when you think about being used in products like nutraceuticals, cosmetics, even pharma, there's a lot of valuable molecules in the way of either drugs or antioxidants, antimicrobials, even fragrances when you think about cosmetics. And having those chemistries available, plants have had to create mechanisms to produce those chemistries all by themselves. They can't move around. They have to grow their entire life in one spot. So they've created a lot of complexity that we leverage in our plant spring platform. And for us, where AIML really is helping us initially was we were spending the last 10, 11 years really working on becoming experts in the metabolism of plants and understanding the chemistry and ideally all the way down to the core DNA level. And in order to do that, one of our technologies that we use to actually edit that DNA is can be used in many, many different combinations. And so when our scientists are building targets and pathways that we will change or engineer, they have a lot of different options. And AIML is helping those scientists take all of the data that we've generated over those 11 years and actually predict and sort and prioritize the various paths that we can take to create those chemistries. But what it's done for us is allowed us to make decisions faster, more accurately, and it allowed us to really get to the end point much quicker with a lot less waste, which ultimately is more sustainable for the company. When we think about applications going forward, we're looking at how to apply it to the actual production system itself as we make these edits within the PlantSpring platform and we create these plant cell matrices that are really the production houses of the chemistry. they produce not only the changes that we engineer, but they also, the changes create secondary and tertiary effects that we're able to collect data on. And then the AIML helps to sift through all that information, which can be millions and trillions of data points, but then allow the scientists to find trends that may make linkages that they normally wouldn't see. But because
speaking of linkages, how would these technological breakthroughs, how would they impact the lives of ordinary people day to day? What kind of products are you talking about changing with this technological development?
It's a great question. One thing that Travis mentioned there was the cosmetic industry. So perfect example is if you look at fragrances. In the world, there are very few 100% natural fragrances. In fact, most of them are mass-produced scents relying on synthetic chemicals. So one being an example of aldehyde. In the process of producing those chemicals, there's additional off-products or byproducts that are also unhealthy to the environment, unsustainable, and frankly questionable to the health of the individuals. So by taking our approach and using our cloud screen platform and our biofactory to produce natural plant-based molecules and compounds, we can provide to not only the companies we work with, but the end consumers a sustainable natural-based product.
Okay, this is a pleasure speaking to Dr. Travis Fry, who's Chief Technology Officer of Calix, and Michael Carr, who's the President and Chief Executive Officer. What kind of timeline are we talking about? I know it sounds like a science fiction movie, but it's very real. When would this have a real-world impact most optimistically?
Well, right now, obviously, we're in play. We've been at this for over 11 years. As we look at specific molecules, we can develop them and produce them through our FlatSpring platform in less than 36 months. Recently, we produced an antioxidant and a colorant in less than 3 months. And then it gets prepared to go into production. So depending on the molecule and the customer's specific needs, it can vary, but it's within 36 months or less in terms of the development process.
Which is remarkable. Look, there's all kinds of information about this, and it's fascinating. If you are interested, go to michaelmedved.com. The company's name, again, is Calix. That's spelled C-A-L-Y-X-T. And you can find out more information about what they're doing and how to go further. Dr. Fry and Michael Carr, it is a pleasure speaking to you and wish you great success with your endeavor. We will be right back with chances of success for peace and prosperity. Well, kind of politics depends on that, and we will get to that coming up on the MedVed Show.
More of Michael MedVed in a moment. No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay. USA Radio News.
Good afternoon, I'm James Gimmel. The U.S. Embassy in Ukraine is urging all Americans to leave that country as the possibility of Russia invading it grows stronger. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki said in her daily news briefing the Biden administration is monitoring the situation.
We certainly are watching closely the buildup of tens of thousands of troops on the border, and also the fact that we want to ensure there are ample ways for American citizens to depart Ukraine should they decide to leave Ukraine. We're certainly encouraging them to do that.
President Biden has formally announced the retirement of Supreme Court Justice Stephen Breyer, thanking him for his, quote, remarkable service. Biden also has reaffirmed his commitment to nominate the High Court's first black woman justice.
The person I will nominate will be someone with extraordinary qualifications, character, experience, and integrity.
This is USA Radio News.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
I'm not going to take this anymore.
The Michael Medved Show.
And on the Michael Medved Show, the essence behind the crisis in Ukraine is not one of, as some people have suggested, wag the dog that Biden is doing poorly and therefore he's trying to manufacture this crisis in Ukraine. It has not been a crisis that the administration has even been eager to confront or get hold of, because what it involves are Russian demands to completely undo the NATO alliance and to redraw the map of Europe and to try to rebuild the old Soviet Union, which of course split apart beginning in 1989 because of the leadership of President Reagan and then the first President Bush. But with all of that, right now there is an attempt to try to mobilize a little bit more German support, which is crucial because Germany is the most powerful country economically, certainly, in the NATO alliance other than the United States. And Jen Psaki, in her press briefing today at the White House, spoke about Putin's demands. His demands have to do with limiting the expansion of NATO and limiting the support that we give to even existing NATO states, which includes some of those actually noble and courageous, flourishing young democracies and economies, as in the Baltic states and Latvia, Lithuania, and Estonia. And here is Jen Psaki talking about the choice before us. This is clip 12.
We don't know if the Russians are playing games on diplomacy. We hope not. And our intention, we are certainly pursuing diplomacy with a level of seriousness and an intention in leaving that door open and pursuing that path should they be open to it. But they have conveyed they're reviewing what was sent to them, and that's a part of the diplomatic process. And as you heard our Secretary of State say yesterday, he anticipates he'll speak with his counterpart, Foreign Minister Lavrov, soon.
Okay, so look, at Winston Churchill once said, it is better to jaw than to war. And basically, John Kennedy said we should never negotiate out of fear, and we should never fear to negotiate. But is there something to negotiate if you're talking about a constraint on NATO defending its member states from aggression of either an economic kind or of a messing in local elections, which has happened in Europe and has upset some of our European allies, or even of a more military kind? That remains to be seen. State Department spokeswoman actually said this afternoon that they want Putin to return to the negotiating table. This is clip 14.
We and our NATO allies and partners have long been concerned about and concerned many of the same issues that Russia raised, and we have long wanted serious talks about these things, including intermediate and short-range nuclear weapons that can reach our allies' territory, and the need for more transparency and risk reduction measures and updated and reciprocal rules of the road for military exercises. And we, too, have concerns about weapons and military activity around Ukraine, including in Donbas and occupied Crimea. Between the U.S. and Russia, between NATO and Russia, and within the OSCE, we have resolved very difficult security and arms control issues before through negotiations. This was true even in the worst of times, and we need to do that again now. So it's on that basis that we hope Moscow will study what we have offered them and come back to the table, back to the bilateral table with the U.S., back to the NATO-Russia Council, and to the OSCE.
And let us hope there is success moving in that direction. Again, as including the reporter that we spoke to today, who's been reporting on Russia and Ukraine for years, there is reason to believe that Putin, who is not an idiot, he's not a good guy, but has some reasonable understanding that a military attack would be very problematic for Russia, even though they would prevail militarily. And why? Because the risks of guerrilla war and of economic damage and sanctions and Russia's position in the world, which is shaky at best at the moment. Speaking of shaky at best, there's a powerful column today by Daniel Henninger, and he says, a question for our time in the United States is, how have so many individuals broken free of moorings that once stopped them from uncontrollable drift into senseless violence and mindless behavior? The two major events of unmoored mass violence in America recently have been the protests cum riots after George Floyd's killing in May 2020 and the January 6, 2021 attack on the U.S. Capitol. Running alongside has been a rise of random homicidal shootings and other violent crimes. Last Friday evening, a man in Harlem threw open a bedroom door and unloaded his Glock pistol at three New York policemen responding to a domestic disturbance call, killing Jason Rivera, a 22-year-old cop, instantly. Another cop, Wilbert Mora, 27, died days later.
The week before in Harlem, a man walked up into a Burger King and shot dead the woman working there. As has become routine, he was caught because footage of him shooting was recorded by surveillance cameras, now almost everywhere and broadcast on TV to the whole city. But oblivious to the cameras, they just keep killing. In the same week, video cameras helped cops in Los Angeles catch the man who knifed to death Brianna Kupfer while she was working in a furniture store. And they were the only people in the furniture store. He didn't like the way she looked or something. And Daniel Henninger, in his column, and I do hope we get a chance to speak to him about it, says this: the primary culprits aren't the perpetrators running wild through a society that has devalued accountability. The blame lies with the adults in the room, the establishment elites, who have so often explained away and validated this behavior, the persistent erosion of behavioral norms, which are hard to establish, was not put in motion by the left, but eventually expanded to the right. The 2020 Democratic National Convention said nothing about that summer's looting, just as some on the right fell into after-the-fact rationalizations of the Capitol riot. Justifications for convention-smashing behavior are always at the ready today, but the cumulative corrosion of standards, what Kelling and Wilson call the informal control mechanisms of the community, is now taking a toll on Americans' presumptions about the internal stability of their country. This relates directly to what we were talking about earlier in the week, which is the idea of politics and the general sense of things breaking down and not working, contributing to people's sense of insecurity, their sense of depression, their sense of mental health, which is hard to maintain if it looks like the whole world around you is breaking apart. That's why, honestly, this Supreme Court nomination is such a welcome relief, because you have some rules. It looks like people are going to be playing with those rules. We're going to be talking about some individuals who, whoever they are, no matter how conservative or how liberal or how left-wing they are, they're people of accomplishment. And the law and exalting the law is an important initiative for the United States.
I've had several knee injuries on my left knee, and so over time, stiffness set in with a great deal of pain. So I went ahead and ordered the starter packet, and after about 2 weeks, I started noticing results, and after they were gone and I reordered, let's say 6 weeks in, my pain was virtually gone, but the big bonus was that the stiffness was also virtually gone, and so therefore my problem with my left hip also went away. I'm very happy I decided to try it and will continue to use it.
You can get a 3-week quick start for just $19.95. That's 95 cents a day. What a good investment. Nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. You can go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor. That's michaelmedved.com, banner for Relief Factor, or call 833 toll free 654 pain, 833 654 pain.
The Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College promotes the principles of faith and freedom and equips the next generation of American leaders. Through bold opinion pieces, academic conferences on important topics, and examination of key figures and events in American history, the Institute and Grove City College stand apart from the indoctrination that's dominated much of higher education. The Institute for Faith and Freedom offers a brand new online course with scholar and historian Dr. J. Cost on the mind of Madison in the midst of dysfunctional politics. The life and insights of James Madison can remind us of long-lost truths. What's politics supposed to accomplish? How should the people influence their political leaders? Go to faithandfreedom.com to learn more about their work and to take this new online course on the mind of Madison. Again, faithandfreedom.com.
It's a fact. The best time to prepare for bad times is during good times. When you know a big storm is coming, you prepare in advance. Same goes for our future. Things seem calm right now, so it's the perfect time to prepare for the next big crisis or disaster. That's why you should stock up on emergency food from MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's largest preparedness company, with millions of happy, well-prepared customers. Our food kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They're an insurance policy you can eat. When you need it, it'll be there. Shop dozens of food storage kits now at MyPatriotSupply.com. Our kits give you an abundance of food, totaling over 2,000 calories a day. Every family member in America needs one of these kits. So go to MyPatriotSupply.com and grab a few. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Do it before the peanut butter hits the fan again. MyPatriotSupply.com.
In the United States, heart failure impacts more than 6 million adults, leading to about 1 million hospitalizations each year. Heart failure is a long-lasting condition in which the heart is unable to pump enough blood to meet the body's needs for blood and oxygen. But there are things people can do in consultation with their healthcare provider to help manage their disease. This is true for Ray, who is currently living with heart failure.
I find that communications with my doctors is key. This includes notifying them of any changes in heart failure symptoms and listening to their advice.
To help support people living with heart failure by providing educational resources, Merck, in collaboration with Mended Hearts, has introduced At the Heart of the Matter, Moving Forward After Your Heart Failure Hospitalization.
While it can be discouraging at first to hear that you have heart failure, you eventually find out you aren't alone in this journey.
Learn more, know more. Visit attheheartofthematter.com for more information. This segment is brought to you by Merck.
Black Lives Matter chapter in Washington, D.C. has expressed indignation that police officers who are shot in the line of duty are automatically treated as heroes. This occurred after an officer was shot and wounded last Sunday night in Northwest D.C. Northwest D.C. is the more residential it's where a lot of members of Congress actually live, and other people who are in the professional classes, as they say, in Washington, D.C. Is it wrong to consider police officers to be automatic heroes when they actually die by doing the job of keeping you safe? Again, it doesn't mean that you can't basically take a look at what the circumstances of the killing were, but the idea that there is something heroic in the job of policing, it seems to me, is fairly obvious and very defensible. Justice Sotomayor, who of course is now much in the news because we're about to have our first black female Supreme Court justice. Justice Sotomayor was our first Hispanic female Supreme Court justice. She spoke on MSNBC about the popularization of the Supreme Court in pop culture, including the phenomenal popularity of her former colleague, the notorious RBG. I remember going into a left-wing bookstore in Seattle, actually in West Seattle, where they had like a whole section of Ruth Bader Ginsburg books, and this is before she passed away. And here is what Justice Sonia Sotomayor said about looking honestly and accurately at what the Supreme Court is and isn't. Clip 6.
The modern pop culture view of the court, particularly with RBG, you know, the documentary, the notorious RBG. What are your thoughts on the popularizing and the pop culture aspect that it seems younger people appreciate about the court, especially female justices?
We do live in a society of pop culture, and fame holds some importance to young people. I do think it's important not to think about the court as an institution for entertainment. We are there engaged in a very serious inquiry of parties who have very significant cases before us, and they want to ensure that we are not playing to a larger audience, but that we're really concentrating on them and their issues. And I think a camera could change that.
She's opposed to the idea of televising the whole thing, and I think she's right. The other thing worth remembering about Sonia Sotomayor is, with all of the discussion about Joe Biden making a point that it's about time, that it's important that we now have a female black justice on the Supreme Court, Sonia Sotomayor, before she was appointed to the court, made a presentation at a legal conference where she talked about the need on the court, the value of placing a wise Latina, which was a strange phrase, meaning female, somebody who was not Latinx, but Latina. And she stubbornly refused to renounce that idea that it was legitimate to talk about the need for a specific ethnic and gender perspective in jurisprudence. Listen.
A man and a wise woman would reach the same conclusion. You said that a wise Latina woman would reach a better conclusion than a male counterpart. What I'm confused about, are you standing by that statement, or are you saying that it was a bad idea and are you disavowing that statement?
It is clear from the attention that my words have gotten and the manner in which it has been understood by some people that my words failed. They didn't work.
So do you stand by your words of yesterday and when you said it was a failed rhetorical flourish that fell flat, that there are words that don't make sense and that they're a bad idea?
I stand by the words. It fell flat. And I understand that some people have understood them in a way that I never intended. And I would hope that in the context of the speech that they would be understood.
Okay, pretty close to a distancing. That was during her confirmation hearings for her nomination to the Supreme Court. The idea that there will undoubtedly be something like that about this new nominee, it seems to me is likely, but it also is going to be very positive because it's slowed down already. Do you remember the big lefty drive? It's one of those few areas where Biden hasn't surrendered to the left, was the idea of court packing. And we're going to hear a lot less about court packing while the country at least is involved in this new confirmation process. Speaking of things that the country is involved with, might consider being involved with or not, there was a critically acclaimed movie that is now coming out streaming widely called Last Night in Soho. And it wasn't Soho, New York, it's Soho, London. And it's one of those movies where some of the enthusiasm seems to me tough to explain. Listen.
Now it's time for MedVed's Entertainment Minute.
Thomas and Mackenzie of Jojo Rabbit plays a British country girl who comes to London to study fashion, where she's haunted by a sexy spirit of the swinging 60s, played by Anya Taylor-Joy in the psychological horror film Last Night in Soho. Now available on Blu-ray.
I want to report a murder.
You believe this was a vision?
Pilot Kildare is still alive. I have to stop him.
And you'll feel like you have to stop this long before its grisly climax. Writer-director Edgar Wright is justly celebrated for his stylish intensity, but here the audience joins the main character in fighting a losing battle to distinguish nostalgic nightmares from current realities. The lavish soundtrack featuring lots of pre-Beatles British pop is the most appealing part of the movie, together with supporting roles from actors from the real 60s, including Diana Rigg, Rita Tushingham, and Terrence Stamp. Rated R for graphic, sometimes frightening scenes of violence and brutal sexuality. 1.5 stars for the artsy but annoying Last Night in Soho. And the big disappointment for people is there's so many people out there who loved watching Queen's Gambit and were impressed with and maybe even developed a fascination with Anya Taylor-Joy, who is a very talented star of that film. She's completely wasted here. And you actually, it's one of those films where you feel a little bit sorry for her because it's such a degrading role and a confusing and manipulative psychological dark thriller. With supernatural elements that don't play out at all. Next time, we'll be speaking to a scholar who is generally considered to be the leading constitutional academic scholar in the country. Akhil Reed Amar of Yale Law School is known for his expertise in the Constitution, which means being known for his expertise on the Supreme Court. We'll be speaking to him about the nomination and the nomination process and what is going to change and what needs to change regarding the most influential court in the world. There's also a question, how do you rename a place? There are some places in America that have names that, well, that use the N-word, for instance. But words like squaw, which also is not a nice name in Native American tradition. So how does it work when you try to change a place name? And a disappointment, maybe for some people in the media right, who want to suggest that America has no real concern for Ukraine, that this is all a wag the dog to take attention away from Biden's other failures. Is that legitimate? We'll be talking to a conservative. Also, the report that a Tennessee school has censored the Holocaust, it's total nonsense. Why? All will be explained and revealed next time in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
I'm Al Simon, 91 years young. I created Balance 7 20 years ago. At 67, I went to see the doctor for the first time in my life and found that I had medical problems. He told me that was normal for my age. I don't believe God intended us to be sick and old. I decided to find something to bring my health back. For 10 years, I studied pH and how important it is to the human system. Balance 7 gave me back what I lost by getting older. I no longer get out of bed with a joint discomfort. Balance 7 can do for you what it has done for me and many others. In 3 days' time, you'll feel more energy, less joint discomfort, and clarity of thinking. No doctor or hospital can do what Balance 7 can do for you. Balance 7 is the key to unlocking the healthy immune system. Bring your body back to balance. Order now. Receive free shipping with the code word AL. Go to balance7.com. That's balance7.com. Order now and get your free shipping and a free gift with your order. Go to balance7.com. Use the code word AL.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.